Hello everyone, and welcome to Nina's Nihongo Zone, the monthly bonus episode in which I talk about all things Japanese language. Something that's come up in a few episodes recently is the use of family terms, specifically oni-chan, or older brother, to refer to people who do not have that family relationship with the speaker. Puru calls Judo oni-chan, and Cecilia calls a gate guard at the port the same. There are moments even further back in Double Zeta where, if I remember correctly, Elle uses oji-san somewhat sarcastically to refer to Bright as old man. How common is this? How is it done? In addition to the literal definitions of these words, what other meanings do they have in spoken Japanese? The use of familial terms to refer to non-family members is common across a few different cultures. I came across references to this style of address in Mandarin Chinese, Vietnamese, Russian, Somalian, Bahasa Indonesia, Hindi, Swedish, and I'm sure there's many more. However, many of these have exceptions. In some places, only children use these forms of address. In some places, they used to be more common but have fallen out of use, and so on. Even within a single country, regional use may vary. My understanding is that China is an example of this. Why it's used and its function in language can also vary. In some languages, it's rude to address your elders by their first name, so terms like auntie and uncle are a way of showing respect. In other languages, it's less formal. In some languages, Japanese included, use of the second person you is very rare and can even be rude. So when addressing someone directly, you frequently use their name. In a case where you don't know their name, these familial terms can be used. Contrast these with American English, where the only non-family members you might refer to in this way are close family friends. You would never call a stranger on the street aunt or uncle, grandfather or grandmother. In fact, though it's pretty old-fashioned at this point, calling a stranger gramps or granny is rather dismissive and insulting. Within Japanese, jisho.org gives the following definitions. Oni-san, or older brother, can also mean young man, buddy, or fella. Onee-san, or older sister, can also mean young lady, miss, or ma'am. Oji-san, or uncle, can also mean old man or mister. Oba-san, or aunt, can also mean old lady or ma'am. Oji-san, or grandfather, can refer to any male senior citizen. And oba-san, or grandmother, can also refer to a female senior citizen. You'll notice that terms for younger siblings, imoto, ototo, are not used in this way. There are other terms of address used for children whose names you don't know, but that's a subject for a different time. Alright, now we know the terms, but what age ranges are we talking about here? It seems that the terms are not relative to your own age, but fixed as age ranges. Oni-san and onee-san for older teens through adults, oba-san and oji-san for middle-aged people, and oba-san and oji-san for elderly people. If I had to take a complete shot in the dark at age ranges, I'd probably say 16 to 40, 40 to 70, and 70 and up. To further complicate matters, when I was poking around online, some people warn against using oji-san as it can be insulting, which we saw in Elle's address of Bright. But others contend it's a fine way to address middle-aged men. Like so many aspects of language, I imagine it's highly context-dependent. But if you're a native or fluent speaker and have some light to shed on which terms are fine versus which are rude, the age ranges I guessed, or anything else about this piece, please let me know in the comments. One last thing before I wrap on this, the last Nina's Nihongo Zone of 2020. In Japanese, if you're wishing someone a Happy New Year before the 1st of January, you say Yoi Otoshi o Omukae Kudasai, or just Yoi Otoshi o. I'll link to a page that breaks down exactly what all that means, but basically it's please have a Happy New Year. Other commonly used phrases before the New Year are Kotoshi mo iroiro osewa ninarimashita, for thank you for everything you've done for me this year, or Mata rainen mo yoroshiku onegai itashimasu, for thank you in advance for your support in the coming year. Once the new year has begun, you say Akemashite omedetou gozaimasu for Happy New Year, and Kotoshi mo yoroshiku onegai itashimasu for thank you in advance for your support this year. So if you're listening to this and it's still 2020, Yoi Otoshi o. 今年もいろいろお世話になりました。 And if you're listening and it's 2021, 明けましておめでとうございます。今年もよろしくお願いします。Don't forget, if you have an idea for a Nina's Nihongo Zone topic or a question you'd like me to answer, you can email me at gundampodcast@gmail.com. The intro song is The City by The Kyoto Connection. The outro song is Brain Power by Mila. You can find links and more in the show notes, and as always, thanks for listening.